the book Hebrews, part 312. I'm Professor Hannes Regenis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book which is my doctoral degree, Israel's Rapture, which is so relevant for the war that is happening in Israel and Iran and Far East. You can obtain it by contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's international plus 27 for South Africa, 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. We always welcome new people. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We trust that this is going to be a wonderful experience this morning, studying the revelation word of Yahweh, our Elohim. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 12. I'm just going to use verse 4. Ye, who claim to be Yahvist, even in this day in 2026, have not yet resist unto blood, striving against sin. Now, we saw yesterday, he says, be holy as I am holy. We need to live in holiness continuously. If we want to make our end goal, which is eternity, living with Yahushua forever and ever. I explained, it's commitment, completion. Having my eyes set on my goal, which is the day that I will leave this earth. And it means total commitment. To say that I'm a full-blooded Yahvist with a V, means that I need to be dedicated, trying to live in total holiness every day of my life. Should it happen that we see that we're going to stumble, we have the Ruach HaKodesh that leads and guides us and teaches us in all righteousness and truth. But we need to strive to live in holiness. Because the scripture said, be holy as I am holy. That's what Yahushua said. He became human in order for us to understand, in order for us to live in total holiness. Verse 5, Hebrews 12, verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children. The extortion. You forgot it. You forgot where you came from. The Bible says we must not linger to what's behind us, but we must strive towards what's before us. But it's very important to remember where we came from. And it's more important to remember where are we going to. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. The Bible says we are co-heirs. We are children. Children, my son. He calls us my son. The fathers calls us sons and daughters of Yahweh Almighty through the resurrection of Yahushua and His atonement blood, which He shed for us. Our atonement doesn't come through the blood of doves and goats and lambs. Our atonement came through the revelation blood of Yahushua more than 2,000 years ago. And that's why it's so important for us to live in holiness every day. We must never forget where we came from. But we must also keep our eyes focused on the goal we are running towards, as if I'm an athlete striving to be first. He speaks to us as unto children, which makes us co-heirs of the glory in the kingsmanship of Yahushua. That's why the word says we are kings, sons and priests of Yahweh while we live on earth. This is not heaven. This we are only passing through. This is determining where I'm gonna fit in heaven when I die or lives out from here. This determines our spiritual position, our spiritual lives that we live will determine our position in heaven. The way that we function, the way that we strive in holiness. We are not perfect. We're striving towards perfection every day. He says, which speaks unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thy chastening, for, he says in 16:11, the Lord, that Lord is not all capital letters, L-O-R-D, which Yahushua. He says, for Yahushua, not faint when thou art rebuked of him. Now look at that him. It's a capital, it's a small H. It must be the capital H because it's referring to Yahushua. Make that a capital H. Hallelujah. So we are in a spiritual race, which is not just going to last for a season. It's going to last forever. Till we die, or till Yahushua is coming for His bride at the parousia, and we will be changed from earthly into heavenly, into glorified bodies, meeting Him in the air. Hallelujah. What a moment that will be, if it can happen. If that can happen, we think we are so near to the final covenant to be made when we look at the war in Israel and Iran and the other states around them. And America, when we look at this, we realize the time is running out. And that's why every time that I sit in, well, not this chair, I used to have another chair, but when we sit in the studio, when I come and sit in the studio, I do it with earnesty. Why? Because being a specialist in the eschatology for the last 59 years makes me understand what is out happening on the outside. And that's why I've written books concerning the end time, especially the study that we do. The two keys to the book of Revelation is the handbook that we are using, that you can obtain, and of course the study, the revelation of the book Revelation, which you must follow. Start with chapter 1, part 1, and just walk it through. Make a study of it. There's a revelation word that you've never heard of before in your life. And as we will continue, because it's going to last a year or two, to, if Yahweh tarries to come, where we need to walk the path, walk the way, walk the walk, study, talk the talk, in holiness. Hallelujah. So we will never forget that there's chastening, because it happens to a son. The Bible says he chastises those that he loves. And it doesn't mean we need to be slapped around every day. That's not what it is. He guides us. I love the word guides. He guides us. He guides those that He loves through the Ruach HaKodesh every day of our lives. Hallelujah. And we must not think that we are outcast when it happens that we are to be rebuked. No. That is when we walk out of line. That is when we walk out of the covers of the scripture. I can remember when I was a youngster of about 18 years old. Our pastor, Dirkie Pretorius, those years, he was preaching the Sunday morning, he was preaching a message about how wide is the road leading to heaven. And he was preaching about different things for about 40 minutes. And after the service, him and his wife stood at the door greeting the people as we were coming out. Small church, not a big church. And I was behind my father, well, actually my father, my mother, and then me. And as we came to the door, my father took Pastor Dirkie's hand. He said, "Pastor, you were preaching about the Bible. You were preaching about the narrow way and the broad way. How narrow is that narrow way?" Then he was a bit of sarcastic and he says, "Brother Nick, haven't you listened to what I was preaching?" Then my father says, "No, I've listened to your message, but you have not shown us how narrow is the way." He said, "But I was preaching the word all the time." My father said, "You have not shown us." My father had his old 1933 Afrikaans Bible, Sin Bible, normal like a 1611, but a small print. And he took it and he had a zip on it. My father opened the zip and he says to Pastor Dirkie, "This," he was opening it up, so we have the two black covers with the zip, open it up, and the pages are sort of red, so he opened it a little bit, he says, "This is how narrow the path is that leads to heaven. As long as you live in between these two black pages, which is a narrow way to live on, to walk on, then you're on your way to heaven." He says, as you were preaching, those years, my father was talking about God and Lord, he didn't know the revelation names. He says, "As you were preaching, God revealed to me, because I was looking at my Bible, and suddenly I realized, this is how wide the road is that leads to heaven. As long as we function in between those two pages, those two black pages, we are on our way to heaven. But the moment that we open these two pages wider and wider and wider and make it wider, right open for our own convenience, it gets so wide, that is when sin comes in." Alright, we realize we need to open the Bible to read it, but my father was using a metaphor. He says, "Narrow is the road that leads to eternity. Very few will find. Broad is the way that leads to the hell." Open it more. And he opened his small Bible. He opened it. He says, "You're on this narrow way." And the people was gathering around us. And they was listening to what my father said. And they were so glad they could hear. Because it fits in with the message that Pastor Dirkie was preaching. And when they were finished, Pastor Dirkie says, "This is a revelation, Brother Nick. This is one of the greatest revelations I ever heard." And you know what? I remember that from that day when I was about 18 years old, about this narrow way and the broad way. So as long as we stay in between those two black pages, we're on our way to heaven. And if it happens that we are to be chastised in that time, there's a reason for it. We know what? You won't chastise a child if he or she didn't deserve it. It's to bring them in line. So we need to stay focused in between that two pages, that narrow road. Because the time that we are living in 2026, looking at the internet, you will find that that road has been open. That's why. And why? My arms is not long enough. It's been made so easy just to become a church member. And being a church member doesn't save me. It doesn't save me. The Bible says, we listened to it yesterday morning. He says, be holy as I am holy. We need to function on holiness. Even it means that we need to lay off every day. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's not nice. Because we might need to lay things down that we brought with us through our generations of coming in the church system. But if we need to lay those things down to be narrowed, to fit in between those two black pages, we need to do it. And when he chastises us, we know we are sons and daughters, co-heirs of what Yahushua has received. Now the time is caught up for us. Till tomorrow morning, if Father's will, let's do what we need to do while we're on this earth, living in holiness, allowing the Ruach HaKodesh to speak to us all the time. Till tomorrow morning, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.